We all need a safe place to stay. It's a basic human need. Right now, though, it's an urgent need for people in the Gaza Strip. Israel is pummeling the Palestinian territory with airstrikes. The goal is to stop Gaza militants from firing rockets at Israel. But the death toll in the territory includes civilians. And over the weekend, Israel warned residents of northern Gaza to leave their homes. So far, the United Nations says 17,000 Palestinians have sought shelter in its facilities. And many Gaza residents who can are leaving. That's mostly foreign nationals and Palestinians who have dual citizenship. And that includes a sizable number of Gazans who have U.S. passports. Shira Frankel is Middle East correspondent for BuzzFeed.
Starting from about a week ago, a group of several hundred American citizens appealed to the U.S. embassy and said they wanted to be evacuated. Quite a few of them were stuck in Gaza because they had entered through the Rafah crossing, which is Gaza's southern border with Egypt, and were unable to leave once the fighting started. The U.S. embassy said that they worked on their cases for quite a few days and then, through coordination with the U.N., managed to evacuate 150 yesterday. Unfortunately, that 150 is less than half of the people who actually wanted to leave, and so now there remain as many as 200 U.S. citizens still stuck in Gaza without any hope of getting out in the coming days, at least.
Now, you mentioned that crossing with Egypt. So that's closed, I assume, and so they can't get back through there. They're stuck in Gaza now?
Egypt's opened the Rafah crossing on a very limited basis. Every single day it sets allotted hours and sort of circumstances for when it'll open that crossing. It's let quite a few ambulances through with wounded, but foreign nationals can't go in and out through Rafah. I spoke to Iman Mohammed, who's stuck in Gaza. She said she went to Rafah today after being told by the U.S. embassy that she would be let through and arrived there only to discover that the Egyptians had no notice whatsoever. She said that speaking to the Egyptians, they told her, no U.S. official has reached out to us and we have no orders to let you through. And they turned her and several other families away.
Now, what's it like for people in Gaza right now? Have you been talking to these American citizens about how they're managing?
Yeah, it's terrifying for them. Iman, the woman I mentioned earlier, has two young children. Her 1.5-year-old, just a few days ago, she went to her bed to kiss her daughter goodnight, and she discovered that the 1.5-year-old had blood coming from her nose and her mouth, and that was the result of air pressure due to bombings nearby. We forget, but children are actually so much more sensitive and so much more fragile in these situations. And the Americans who are there are desperate to leave. They feel, of course, very unsafe. And as Americans, they have the opportunity to leave, where most Palestinians there don't.
So there seems to be kind of two different versions of how things are going. The U.S. officials you speak to say, yes, we're processing people. And it sounds like in your reporting, a lot of the American citizens who are trying to leave are saying they're not getting a whole lot of response and ways out. What can you size up from that?
Well, the U.S. officials I spoke to actually agreed and said there's been a great deal of hang-ups, as they put it, evacuating these Palestinian-American nationals from Gaza. The way they put it is that there was a very, very small window that they were allowed to evacuate people due to the circumstances of the area being under attack and bombings and the rest of it. The people they evacuated only had a half-hour window to get to a certain UN facility from which buses were leaving to take them out from Gaza. If you didn't make it in that half-hour period and you missed those buses, then you were stuck. And unfortunately, quite a few people, like Iman, who had two young children, weren't able to make it in time. And they expressed regret over that. The U.S. officials I spoke to said that they hoped they could do more, and they were very hopeful that Rafah would be open for them. But at this point, they're operating under difficult circumstances, and the only response that they've given those people stuck in Gaza is that it's still under progress.
So we've got this Rafah exit to Egypt, which isn't always open. What are the other ways the American citizens could get out of Gaza?
There are only two ways in and out of Gaza, and those two ways are the Erez crossing with Israel and the Rafah crossing with Egypt. All other crossings that once existed between the Gaza Strip and Israel have closed over the last 10 or so years. So there's really only two ways in and out of the Gaza Strip.
Shira Frankel is Middle East correspondent for BuzzFeed. Thanks, Shira.
Thank you.